The Book of 2 Chronicles, Chapter 21. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Jehoram his son reigned in his stead. And he had brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah and Jehiel and Zechariah and Azariah and Michael and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat king of Israel. And their father gave them great gifts, of silver and of gold and of precious things, with fortified cities in Judah. But the kingdom he gave to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. Now, when Jehoram had risen up over the kingdom of his father and had strengthened himself, he slew all his brothers with the sword, and divers also of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab as wife, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. Nevertheless, Yahweh would not destroy the house of David, because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a lamp to him and to his sons always. In his days, Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves. Then Jehoram passed over with his captains and all his chariots with him. And he rose up by night and struck the Edomites who surrounded him and the captains of the chariots. So Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah to this day. Then Libnah revolted at the same time from under his hand, because he had forsaken Yahweh, the God of his fathers. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah and made the inhabitants of Jerusalem prostitute, and led Judah astray. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, Thus says Yahweh, the God of David your father, because you haven't walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem prostitute, like the house of Ahab did, and also have slain your brothers of your father's house, who were better than yourself. Look, Yahweh will strike with a great plague your people, and your sons, and your wives, and all your substance, and you with many sicknesses by disease of your insides, until your insides fall out by reason of the sickness, day by day. And Yahweh stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines, and of the Arabians who are beside the Ethiopians. And they came up against Judah and broke into it, and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and his sons also, and his wives, so that there was never a son left him except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all this, Yahweh struck him in his insides with an incurable disease. And it came to pass in process of time, at the end of 2 years, that his insides fell out by reason of his sickness, and he died of intense diseases. And his people made no burning for him, like the burning of his fathers. He was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and he departed without being desired. And they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings.